I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Over Everything podcast. I'm your host, William Liu, with your daily update on everything regarding the Raptors and the NBA as it relates to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. To start, the biggest news of the day is that Kevin Durant is among four Nets players who have tested positive for COVID-19. Durant told Shams Charania of The Athletic that he is not showing symptoms, but that he is under quarantine. Durant, just as a whole, has had a very unfortunate year. You know, his entire last season with the Warriors was filled with speculation and drama ever since it really boiled to the surface with Draymond Green famously telling him that the Warriors didn't need him in the middle of a random regular season game between the Warriors and the Clippers. Durant, later that year, you know, he plays in the playoffs. He suffered a calf injury midway through that Rockets series in the second round, and it looked like the Warriors were in real trouble. Now, the Warriors upset the Rockets. Well, upset, maybe giving too much respect to the Rockets. The Rockets just choked as they usually do. And the Warriors beat the Blazers, but, you know, they get to the NBA Finals. And as Raptor fans, we are very familiar. KD rushed back to play in Game 5, and, you know, he did score 11 points in 12 minutes, but suffered a torn Achilles here at Scotiabank Arena and has not seen the court since. It's been very unfortunate. It's kept him out of this whole season, even before the shutdown. You know, as a result of the Nets testing positive, the Lakers will also test their team, given that they play the Nets on March 10th, according to Dave McMenamin of ESPN. For now, the total number of COVID-19 positive cases in the NBA totals 7, with those being the four Nets players, Pistons forward Christian Wood, and Jazz teammates Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. As for the league itself, two notes to pass along. One, league owners were on a call with the former Surgeon General of the United States, who left the door open on a potential restart before July. So that's some positive news. It still seems, I mean, it's all prognostication and previews, and it depends on how the speed of science develops in terms of a vaccine or any sort of treatment, the advancements there. And also it depends a lot on, obviously, the governmental response to the United States and also just, you know, the virus itself. We don't know exactly, for example, how heat will affect it. But there is something, you know, there, possibility, that it might restart before July, which is good news. And two, the league has expanded its credit line to $1.2 billion to cover any hits coming from the shutdown of games, which makes sense. You know, the NBA is not going to be the only entity in the world that's going to be suffering a little bit financially with, you know, a pandemic going around. As for the Raptors, there's not too much movement to report. Serge Ibaka's daily vlog advises you to eat garlic with honey as a way to boost the immune system, which, okay, sure. Which honestly, you know, when I thought about it, it was probably the most plain item I've seen Serge Ibaka eat. Meanwhile, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson is prancing around on Instagram and generally looking very bright and positive as he usually is. So that's good news. And finally, on a more negative and more ugly note, I got to issue a big thank you to Malcolm Miller and Jeremy Lin for calling out President Donald Trump's hateful rhetoric. Trump tweeted and popularized the phrase Chinese virus, which is yet another one of his naked and ugly deflections away from his own failed responsibilities. I got to say, Trump's habit of stroking racists and the lowest common denominator as a political gambit is one of the most shameful tactics as a politician. And I got to say, this latest thing is not surprising. You know, it's not even so much about the origins of the virus or the actions of the Chinese Communist Party or any other outbreaks in the past and what they have been called, because the intention here is clear. It's not about, you know, the correct labeling or something. That's all secondary. It's a concerted effort to demonize a group of people who have not only suffered the most cases of COVID-19 and the most casualties from it, but that have nothing to do with how it came about or how it was handled. The people have nothing to do with that. Look, listen, there needs to be a clear distinction. The people are not the government. No matter what your thoughts are on the CCP, and I must note that as a person who resides between these two worlds, it is practically impossible to find accurate and fair reporting when it's, you know, when there is so much, so much of it is carried out with bias, agenda, and propaganda. And I'm talking about on both sides, obviously more on one side than the other, but on both sides, then that it is not the Chinese people, especially not Chinese Americans or diaspora at large, that is responsible. As Lin noted, there is a long history of discrimination against Chinese and other Asian people in America. And it is no more obvious now than it ever has been. With the president coming out with this line of attack, there's videos of Asians people getting harassed on a subway in New York or getting beat up and told to go back to their country in Oxford in the UK. And just many, many examples of this sort of xenophobic type of violence. And as someone who is Chinese born and as a citizen of Canada, I can say that there is misunderstanding and nastiness that goes both ways as a result of ignorance and misinformation. But I will hope that at this exact time when there is a global pandemic that we work together to find solutions and to save lives instead of creating outright divisions that do nobody any good. I don't agree with how everything is handled, but strictly speaking, the decision on China's part to send thousands of doctors, ventilators, masks, and other care equipment abroad to places like Italy is the type of action that we need right now. We don't need these sort of conspiracy theories. We don't need name calling. We don't need any of it. We need to get together and make things right in the world. So that's all for today's podcast of the Rappers of Everything Daily update. As a programming note, we have two pieces of content coming down the pipe. One, I put out a podcast on Tuesday night with Dr. Shankar Sivananthan that covers everything that you need to know on COVID-19, the way it progresses, the way you should take care of yourself. For me personally, just talking to a doctor about it for about 30 minutes really did help me with my awareness and sort of ease some anxieties that I had. So listen to that. That's on the Rappers Everything podcast. And also, Shankar is a big Raptors fan, a huge Raptor fan. And so we revisit some great, great memories from a happier time during the title run last year. And then two, me and Alex recorded a quarantine episode of the Run It Back series. So please look out for that on the Yahoo Sports Canada YouTube channel on Wednesday when it drops. So once again, a big thank you to everyone for listening. Please continue to rate, review, and subscribe to Raptors Everything Podcast. I promise there'll be more non-COVID-19 related content coming out soon. I'm working very hard on that. And I'm keeping very busy despite the fact that it is a quarantine period. But in the meantime, please stay safe. Please be respectful to the safety of others. Please practice social distancing if you can. Please try to support the few businesses that are still open. If you come in contact with people, please try to do so in a careful and respectful way and in a generous way. And for the love of God, please wash your hands. So thank you so much for listening. And I'll be back tomorrow with another update.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.